It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I have a great show here for you guys today with Hamilton's own rising star and multi-instrumentalist artist Mackenzie Lee Meyer is here to talk about her brand new single, Before You, that is doing so well on the live stream. So let's welcome to the show, Mackenzie Lee Meyer.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just kind of enjoying this little stream of nice weather we've been having. How about you? How have you been doing?
Yeah, we are really looking forward to this nice weather in spring. I bet you guys are too.
Yes. Oh, it's so needed.
Oh, it's been a long, long winter and just a long year period from last year, right?
It sure has.
You were doing so well with the momentum for your brand new EP that you had out last year, and then to turn around and to go into nothing, to be able to just sit back and have to deal with no shows, dealing with no radio tours. How hard was that for you?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. 2019 was, there was a lot of momentum built up, and I had started kind of working on Before You in October, mm-hmm. and then the pandemic happened and all of that had to stop. So it did kind of, I mean, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. But it kind of sucked to have to, you know, be working so hard at something and then kind of have it completely cut off.
Yeah, it's so hard for the artist to have adjusted to all that. But thank God for technology. You know, if that happened years ago, we wouldn't have been having the live streaming music that you guys are able to work with in social media and live streaming today.
Yeah, that's so true. The live streaming has been a huge savior, and same with, I guess, some of these drive-in concerts that have been able to go on. Yeah, this industry is really good at pivoting. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, you know what? You've got an incredible vocal gift there, girl.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
Well, you know, you've gained so much acknowledgement in the music industry, and for all of us that are broadcasters in the radio business, it just to look at what you've accomplished, you know, so quickly and, you know, get onto the Boots and Hearts stage, as well as Havelock Jamboree and then Lucknow, you know, the Music in the Fields. You've done an awful lot in a very short period of time.
I've been working pretty hard, but yeah, it's been crazy and really flattering to get to play on some of these stages that I didn't think I'd get to be on for years. Yeah.
2019, you got the CMA Ontario Root Artist of the Year Award. How did that feel, or the nomination, sorry. How did that feel for you?
Super unexpected. I was just, you know, kind of in shock and amazed that I got put into a category with all these people that I look up to as artists. I think, yeah, the Abrams ended up taking that home. I love those guys. They're so talented.
Oh, yeah.
I was, and they ended up playing the New Faces Showcase, and you really got to see that year, just kind of how awesome they are. And yeah, I was amazed. It was such a rewarding feeling. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me feel like I was on the right track. You know, it's nice to have people around you acknowledge that they think you're doing the right thing. So yeah, it was really amazing.
Now you teach music too.
I do. That has been keeping me afloat through the pandemic.
Well, it's nice to be able to still work with that and still continue writing and doing all that you've been doing, because you were the Next Country Music Star runner-up in 2019. And how does it feel for your students to be able to see you be so successful?
I mean, I've definitely had people approach me because of kind of the stuff that's happened to me. And I think it's really flattering that people want to study under me because of that stuff. It's been really cool kind of getting to, I don't know, I guess share wisdom, because even I'm still pretty new to the industry, but just to kind of get to share the gift of music with other people who want to learn. Teaching is so rewarding. I would have never known until this year.
Well, you know what? We're so happy for you, because your instrument, girl, is so good. And you're also a multi-instrumentalist yourself, you know, from Hamilton. So you've been working a lot of the circuit and knowing what it's like to go into the smaller bars and be welcomed by these owners to be able to come back in these different venues that you're playing. And, you know, you're playing for different size of audiences all the time. And, you know, when you're starting out with those humble beginnings, has it really helped you to get ready for the bigger stages that you've played?
Yeah, honestly, it's been a great I mean, I hate to say practice, but it's been wonderful to be able to spend kind of years being on stage and getting used to how to interact with people and the things you should say on the mic and just be comfortable in your own skin. It's really given me kind of the tools to kind of apply to some of the bigger stuff like Boots and Hearts. Like that one was crazy. I thought I was going to feel nervous, and then kind of all of my kind of, I guess I would call it training, kicked in, and I'm like, wow, like I wasn't nervous at all. Like, you know, like that's my biggest show ever. And it kind of felt like home, which was nice. But yes, playing these small rooms, and which, you know, I've loved doing and still love doing. It's been really an amazing thing to get to do.
Well, that's kind of the whole point behind the Dive Our Diva, which was your debut EP, which you burst onto the scene in the country scene in 2018. And that's what got you onto these stages and to play. Like Havelock's been around, gosh, you know, I was like the staff photographer over there for years. And, you know, to see all of the artists in the country business internationally that have been on that stage, and then to have Boots and Hearts, like, oh God, the emerging artists have done so incredibly well and has such huge success in their careers. And it's just that launching point for everybody. But to be on that stage and for you not to be nervous, that's a pretty big deal.
I was shocked. I anticipated on being super nervous. But yeah, it's funny, like almost like the adrenaline kicks in and the inspiration kicks in, and being in front of the right audience, like especially Boots and Hearts, that audience there, where they're already excited, it kind of takes away from the nervousness, which is awesome, because it's, you know, like you want to feel like people want to see you when you're performing. And yeah, it's honestly just having all the excitement was like, yeah, I want to be here. Yeah, I'm going to do my thing. And you know, you kind of get stoked in yourself about it.
What time of day were you on the stage? Were you at the front porch? Stage
five? Yeah, it was the front porch, and it was the Thursday, and it was around 6, and they kind of did this in a really awesome way because it was the first event of Boots and Hearts. So the emerging artist was the first thing that people could leave their campsites and go to. So people were stoked to start seeing music, which I think they nailed that perfectly with the timing.
You know, and it's such a great spot to be, because, you know, you see so many of the great artists that play over there. I've been there as a veteran from day one, you know, in that festival. And, you know, it's just so much fun to see the changes from the artists that started in the emerging artist positions in that competition, and then to sit there and see where they are today. And, you know, it's the Reklaws. There's so many of them that have played on that stage. And it's just incredible to see where they are today. Is that really give you motivation to play shows like that?
Oh, it's huge inspiration. I mean, the Reklaws is the perfect example. I think they won in one of the first years, maybe the second one.
I think it was third year.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, perfect. And then they, you know, they soared. They just have done so awesome. And that's true about Jade Eagleson, who I think won the year before I was in it. but yeah, and his career just took off. And, you know, it's like, it's a stage where you kind of like test your ability and you kind of hope for the best and you get exposed to a lot of people. So like their careers have definitely been a huge inspiration to me.
That show has just done so much for so many people, and the artists have really been able to do so much. Taibe was another one, you know, that
Taibe.
Like I think he was the first, emerging artist that came out of that one.
Right. And I know Tim Hicks was involved in it, but didn't win, which is crazy.
And look what happened with him, you know,
playing
Hamilton for 20 years, so hard at work. And then that song just come along for him at the right time. And, you know, he's just been such a role model for so many artists out there that are starting out in the business. Have you been given some really great advice from anybody that was on that stage?
Oh, on that stage in particular, you know, I have not had the opportunity to talk to a lot of these guys that have kind of been there. I think James Barker they were hosting the year I was there. And, you know, I'm pretty timid. Like, I'm not the type of person who will kind of walk into a room and just like show, you know, introduce myself in a big way. So I was nice to get to kind of talk to those guys, but I didn't ask for any advice, but I should have.
The performance level though, like the performance, watching the live performances, because you're getting really well known for your live performances now.
Yeah, that's been awesome to kind of be noted for that, because the band and I kind of owe it all to those guys, because they work really hard at my show and with me. We've spent a lot of time kind of putting together a show for my stuff, and it's really nice that people are like, wow, that was a really good job. Like, I loved what you did. You know, and on top of just like liking the music, it's nice to hear people say that they're entertained, you know, like that's kind of our goal. And it's super flattering when people say that.
When you look at it, when you're starting out in this business and you're doing the radio tours, you're just trying to get your music on the radio, you know, for people to be able to listen to. But of course, live streaming makes such a huge difference for artists today. And yes, the playlist that fans can share, like once they download it, sharing it goes a long way for you guys. And yes, same thing for your band members too, right? To keep everybody, you know, in the business. And, you know, not having to seek out any other work and being able to continue your craft and being able to work together. It would have been really hard, you know, this last year for you guys, you know, to be able to stick together and keep practicing and keeping that momentum going. Then you land the sweetest, sweetest deal working with Jeff. Delzell, I'm telling you, holy cow.
Yeah, that guy, like, oh my God, like he's just so good at what he does. And I'm so lucky that I got to have him produce this song and hopefully my next one.
I'm sure he's going to have his finger on you there, because your vocals, girl, he knows a good thing when he sees it.
Well, I'm flattered that he also obviously wanted to work with me, because I know he could work with anyone he wanted. So
yeah, well, you know, he's such an amazing, like, he remixes, he produces, he's a songwriter himself, and, you know, just the level of experience he has, and he's been able to really take artists and develop, you know, their sound, develop, you know, what they're good at, but also remind, you know, the artists of what they can do that you might not have experienced yet. So it'll be really interesting to watch his work with you over the next, you know, couple of years, because I'm sure he'll be doing that. You are really, really good at what you do. 2018, when you released your Dive Bar Diva EP, when you got all that praise for your vocal style, and, you know, we heard from a lot of people, and you went on ET, you know, you were on so many other shows to be able to talk about this upcoming EP that you had, and to receive as many live streams as you did, and to have such great songs that came off that EP. How did you feel about all of that?
I mean, immensely flattered. I definitely was not expecting to get the praise that I did for that, just because I was brand new. And, you know, your first work is your first work, and you're not sure how people are going to respond to that. And I came from a place where I don't know if I've mentioned, but I have a music degree. I was studying at Humber kind of when I released that EP, and I was amongst a bunch of other really brilliant vocalists. So I was just kind of like one in the herd. So to kind of get singled out as being a really great vocalist on top of a good writer, that was super unexpected, but very flattering.
Yeah, and I think you don't realize the sound that somebody has, or, you know, the voice and how distinct it is on the radio until you hear that feedback. And, you know, for you coming out, like you said, and there's so much talent here in Canada, let's face it. You know, we've got some pretty incredible artists, you know, that we have. But for you to release so many great songs, what was your favorite song off that EP?
I mean, songs are like children, and I hate to pick favorites, but I do have a favorite. It's probably a tune I have called More Than a Memory. It's kind of a slow, sad ballad of mine. And when I sing that one, and kind of when I was writing it, I really believed it. And that one is my favorite to sing off that EP by a landslide.
Well, it speaks true to what you went through in your personal journey. And that's that part of that singer-songwriter storytelling that you do so well. And we're going to play that one right now for you. So here we go with Mackenzie Lee Meyer and More Than a Memory here on Music's Journey.
It's been a couple years now. We've moved on with our lives. But still something about you keeps me up at night. Leaves me staring at the ceiling, wondering if this is right. I think about your laughter, how it echoed down the hall, and I'd love again to hear it but I'm too afraid to call. 'Cause I know that you'll be laughing, but in someone else's arms. Still I wonder where we'd be if your heart still longed for me. And I'm glad you're out there growing up, but I can't help but wish your love was more than a memory. Like the one we dreamed about, I'd be burning all our dinners, still trying to figure it all out. And I hope you go and live that dream, but it's someone else's now. Still I want.
Kenzie Lee Myers' Favorite Child off Dive Bar Diva. Beautiful song. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Let's talk about that song in particular and the lyrics behind that one, because all of these songs that you wrote off that EP are very special, but talk to us about this.
So More Than a Memory is about breaking up with someone and kind of going on in your life and just kind of existing and then kind of wondering how that person's doing because you stop talking to them. And when you're with someone, there's such a big part of your life that it's mm-hmm. And when you break up, it's kind of crazy, you know, your whole life changes. And yeah, that song was kind of based on a true story of mine. And it just kind of, I was wondering kind of how someone I dated was doing. And if we had stayed together, what would have happened? And it's a little, my sad little ballad on that EP.
But you know what? So many people, it doesn't matter what age group, can relate to that song.
Yeah.
And, you know, the words that you wrote for it, because it's such an amazing opportunity just to be able to strip down and be vulnerable and to let that bleed into that song. That's what showcases your vocals. It shows, you know, that vulnerability. And that's what hits home, you know, with fans.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely the type of writer that you know, I like to share my truths, even if they aren't 100% exactly what the lyrics are. And that's what I find are all of my favorite artists do, and how they write songs, because you believe that person when they're telling their truths, and you kind of feel it in a different way than songs that don't do that. And yeah, that's kind of the writer I aspire to be, for sure.
Well, and it's nice too that that song is the one that sticks out for you, and now your brand new single, Before You. It's kind of cool how those two work off each other, right?
Yeah, they are very similar and very different at the same time.
Opposite ends of that spectrum.
Very much so.
Yeah, because when you worked with Jeff, and, you know, Jeff is, as I said, he's an award-winning producer, also, you know, a remixer as well as a songwriter himself. So he knows, you know, what he's looking for when he's working with artists. So how was that working with him on this particular song?
It was amazing. I wish that everyone had got to hear the song before Jeff did his magic all over it, because he totally, you know, we kind of like discussed what I wanted kind of out of the production and what I was going for. And then he just did his thing and made this song go from, not that it was ever zero, but zero to hero. You know, he kind of just, I don't know, it's so hard to explain. Like, he just did such a good job kind of creating this, I don't know, atmosphere that I wanted. And yeah, what a talent, that guy. I cannot say enough good things about him.
Is there something in particular that you learned from him? Because I know that he really likes to showcase, you know, what an artist can do, which is what I said earlier, something that you might not have realized you can. And did he give you something that just kind of hit home for you, and now that you feel it in yourself?
Yeah, it's kind of a very micro production thing, but I love the way that he records vocalists, and he records singing, the parts in general. He's very good at getting a singer to perform at their best. That's one mm-hmm. thing that I kind of took home with working with Jeff. He has kind of like a method. Like, there, we did line after line after line of that part, or of the whole song, I suppose I should say. Mm-hmm. And he loves to to kind of, I have to say, drown the vocal in the kind of atmosphere and the sound to keep their voice pretty quiet, mm-hmm. to really make them experience the song, like be a part of the song, you know. Like, I wasn't spending as much time thinking about, oh, I was kind of flat in this, oh, like, I kind of didn't like how I did that, because I was so immersed in the song that I just delivered the most honestly. And mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, like, to think about music in that way and to kind of know how to get that out of artists is such a talent that Jeff has.
Well, I think being a songwriter, you know, himself,
yes.
you know, he knows what lyrics mean or what they should mean. And in order to deliver that perfect performance or that perfect vocal, you know, you have to be able to understand what you're singing. And you got to be able to feel it and emote that, you know, emotion, you know, when it's coming through that recording. And so that's what he drives really hard at. So I know that he works, you know, the artists for hours on the vocals, you know, until it's just what he wants and what he's looking for. And it's amazing, you know, just learning and just sitting in the room, you know, to, I'd love to be there. Just one of these times where he's taken an artist from the beginning and just to be able to watch that process. And, you know, how he ends up that final product, like you're saying, you know, from a song from the beginning, you know, that you wrote, and then to turn around and see, you know, what it comes out at the end. It's just such a, it's an incredible baby, right?
Oh, it is incredible. I would love to be a fly on the wall, just like, and to know all his thoughts while he's doing this. Just like, you know, like, how did you get from this to that? Like, that's crazy. And he just, like, it's like he just sees it all, you know. It's, I mean, I would love that too.
That's that creative flow, but you'll get there, right? You know, because I think that's the one thing, you know, you're young. And, you know, when you're starting out doing this, you've started, as I said, like in the dive bars, as your EP says, is when you're working into those places and you're working for just a few people. And then, you know, one day you got five people in the audience. The next time you've got, you know, maybe 50 people, you know, that feedback and that energy, you know, yourself, what your vocals are and what you're capable of, but it's different. You get into the music a little bit more. It's not just a hit song that you're looking for. You're playing music that means something to you. And you're playing for that. You're not playing, you know, so people turn around and say, okay, wow, that's a hit song. Let's go do this. You know?
Yeah.
you're playing it because it's something that's from your heart that you're writing, and you're delivering that, and that's what people are feeling about you. And I hope that you take that, you know, with you as you move on in your career, because you're doing such a great job. Your vocals are there. Everything that you've got is there. It's just now just believing enough in yourself and believing enough in what you're doing that people are just going to gravitate completely to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind of you to say all that. I definitely try and be honest in me and I guess my performing. I never want people to think that, you know, I'm a product for a hit, like other people's hits. Mm-hmm. My goal will always be honesty. And I really appreciate that people can kind of see that in me now, because that's something I strive for.
Well, you're doing a great job. And we're going to play right now your brand new single. It's called Before You. And this is Mackenzie Lee Meyer.
You're on the phone saying you're headed home, even though I know you're on the way. The food on the stove used to get coming home late. That's all I knew of love before you came. Was butterflies not butterflies, and birds not bouquets, storms without rainbows, just rain. But true love's a game only fools care to play, till someone somewhere someday won't bring you the sun and a whole lot of rain. When true love's a game, only fools care to play, till someone somewhere someday will make everything and nothing. Makes everything and nothing. Makes everything.
Beautiful song, Before You, Mackenzie Lee Meyer, her latest, from the actress, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and vocal coach as well. Once again, let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Here's your host, Kim Sear.
This song is all, like we said, the complete opposite, you know, to the other song that we were talking about that we played earlier, because this is about knowing that you're so comfortable with somebody that, you know, this is your soulmate. That person just makes you feel good. And it's all about the little things, not these grand, huge gestures, you know, that need to stand out. It's the little stuff every single day that build that trust and that beautiful friendship that you would get with a soulmate.
Yeah, it is definitely far from more than a memory. And yeah, I really wanted a song that kind of captured love, you know, I the good parts of love, at least. And I think you nailed it. It's about all the little things. It's about kind of building that trust with someone, because you're right, it's not the big things that make you fall in love with someone. It's just how well they fit into your life.
Well, it's that those conversations, you know, that you have on everyday mm-hmm. life. And, you know, when it's just doing the regular things that you got to go through, good and bad, whether that person's there to support you, and you know, whether that person's there just to be an ear and just to allow you to be who you are, and you know, and love you for being who you are and support you, you know, for being who you are. And that's what this song is. Very simple, right?
Yeah.
Very, very simple love. And you released your video this year too, you know, for the song too. So talk to us about that.
I was really excited because that was the first, I guess it's called music video, that I've ever gotten to do. And I'm so lucky I got to work with this great production company called Roadhouse Productions. They kind of do all my video stuff, but this is the first true video I've gotten to do with them. And it was awesome. I really wanted to do a video that kind of highlighted the before and after part of the song, because I'm talking about how, you know, like until I found this person, I'd never gotten loved in the way that I wanted. And I really wanted to do the blues and kind of sad looking befores and then showcase the really happy after when you find that someone. And those guys just brought this whole thing to life so beautifully.
Well, because when we all start out in this journey in life, we have different partners along the way, and we don't really understand what we need, you know, until, you know, we have that experience.
Yeah.
And you showed that in the video, you know, when you're standing there in the kitchen and it's just like, you don't have that person to share that with, or that person didn't hear what you were even saying, you know, or even a part of what your whole outlook was in that moment, that point in your life. And then it moves on into this person who's right there for everything.
Yeah, that's so true. You don't know until you've kind of been through it all. And that's definitely been my case, and I really wanted to show that in this tune.
Well, good job.
Well, thank you.
You can feel the love, right? You can feel that sweetness, and you can feel what, you know, we all look for. And let's face it, we're all human, and we all need the same thing. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you're a tough person, you know, as a CEO of a company, or, you know, it's just hard work 24/7. We all need the same thing. We all need to connect to somebody. We all need to just have somebody, a soft place to land, right?
Yeah, it's so true. Everyone kind of needs that in existing. And yeah, it's, you know, it's nice that that's not exclusive to certain types of people. It's just something we all need.
Everybody. I don't care who they are. Everybody needs it. They might not think they do, but you know what?
Yes.
At the end of life, that's when they look back and say, you know what, I should have done this. Because we get so hard driven when it comes to work and the noise that life has. And I know that this past year has been tough for a lot of people, but I think it's a lot of gifts, you know, that have been given along the way, you know, when it comes to being able to step back away from life's noise, because that's what it is. We don't focus in on what we need, and we don't focus in on what we should be doing, and forgetting what life is supposed to be. And what really, you know, is a value. So like when we're gone, we don't take that stuff with us. We don't take our jobs with us. We don't take, you know, all of the money or, you know, what people focus on in material things and stuff like that. But what is there is the people that are around you and that love, you know, that you have with the people that you've touched in your life. And, you know, I think that's just a gift when we look back at what we truly have. And I know that people aren't getting out there and they're not being able to do the things that they normally do, but hey, pick up a phone and, you know, call mom or dad or call your grandparents or call an aunt and uncle or a neighbor and just check in. And just remember what this is all about. And it's beautifully done in your song. Very beautifully done.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're so right about all that. This pandemic, in even in the littlest way, has been a gift, because it's, I mean, I can speak for me as a musician. I used to work all of the time on weekends and family get-togethers and kind of friend events. I'd have to miss all the time because, you know, they're always on weekends. And I've been able, maybe not now, but when it was more relaxed in the summer, you know, it was nice to be able to go to some of these birthdays and like celebrations that people were having that normally we wouldn't be able to go to because we were working. And it's been obviously not all good, but a lot of time to get to spend with people that I wouldn't normally get to see as much, which has been really nice.
Do you get a chance to be able to play instruments with anybody else in your family?
You know what? No one in my family is very musically inclined.
Oh,
Yeah. The closest thing to that I would say is that my dad is a poet. So I was kind of lucky to kind of get poet brain from my dad. That's helped out a lot in songwriting.
Love that.
That's good. Gonna remember that one.
And he actually, funny enough, he he's got a few of the lines on my song "Hope You're Lonely" or stuff that he wrote. So I guess technically he's got a co-write in that. I don't do that enough with my dad. But
shout out to your dad. What's your dad's first name?
Larry is my dad.
Larry. Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations.
You know,
that's
he didn't get awesome. A co-write?
He didn't get a co-write.
Well, he gave them to me as gifts. As
there we go.
Fathers do very often in life.
You say that sure now.
Yeah. When that song blows up, I'm sure he'll come back at me and be like, "Hey, where's my royalties?"
All the money he gave you over the years.
Oh, it's just life lessons, you know, that our parents give us. And, you know, yes. We always hear all those quotes. You know, things that they love to say. And it's just, it means so much to us later. And he's probably going, "See, gotcha. See, this is one that meant something and stuck," right?
Yeah. And that's, you know, yeah, when you can kind of like, when your kids embody something that you told them, it's such a, you know, it's rewarding. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like back to you. So I'm sure it's payment enough that I took the lines that
there
my
you go.
Suggested.
There you go. He's going to be saying, "See, I contributed here. So I do have something worth saying." Because so many parents feel that no matter what we say, you know, our kids don't listen to or even hear. And, you know, we don't have anything worthy to say. But your dad's going to be going, "Yes, it's on the radio. It's right there."
Perfect. You're welcome, Dad.
There you go. Happy Father's Day coming up soon.
Happy Father's Day.
Do you have any live performances that are coming up?
I do. It just got booked, so I'm not sure I'm allowed to announce it.
Yes, you are.
Yet.
I'm allowed to ask you who you spoke to today.
Who I spoke to today.
Who did you speak to today?
I hope we're talking about the same person.
Yep.
Are you talking about Hendrik?
That's right.
Okay. Well, if he's given the blessing to announce that, then he is putting on an event for Soundcheck Entertainment's 10-year anniversary, which is crazy. It's so awesome that he's been doing this for 10 years. It's happening at Happy Green Acres on June 11th, and I am headlining.
Oh, congratulations, girl.
Oh, thank you.
That's
I
awesome.
Owe him a huge thank you. That will be my first ever headlining gig.
Very good. I had to make sure I set that one up well. So that Matt, you know, we got that out of you. Very good.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad I get to announce it here. And I've obviously been really looking forward to playing it. Fingers crossed that everything goes really well with the pandemic, because obviously it's depending on that. But
well, one way or another, I'm sure that the show's going to happen. And, you know, whether or not it's through technology or you're going to be doing it in a different way. So, you know, I'm sure that that's going to happen. Congratulations. That's a pretty big deal.
Oh, thank you. I was, you know, so excited when he asked me, and I'm really excited to kind of have, I mean, that's kind of my first gig that's a for sure this summer, so.
And you're going to kill it. You're going to kill it.
Ah, well, we're going to start working now so that we do.
Is Jeff going to be working with you on any of that stuff?
Jeff, my boyfriend, Jeff, or Jeff?
Jeff, your boyfriend. Your boyfriend.
Yes, he is my first call for guitar all the time, and I just confirmed him.
Oh, good.
On that date, so he will be there too, and kind of my whole five piece will. So I'm really excited to get the gears turning on that one.
Good thing he wasn't already pre-booked.
I know.
Well, if he said no, what would happen?
He'd be pretty hostile in our apartment.
See that COVID breakup part? Right?
Yeah.
You're not playing for me. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the ultimate trump card, so.
That's right. You get to hold that one and say, "Look it."
You didn't wash the dishes? Well, I guess you're off that gig.
Wow.
I can remember that one.
Poor guy.
I'm kidding. Jeff's a very clean boy, so we'll never have that issue.
So when does this happen?
This is getting deeper and deeper. Wait.
When's the concert?
The concert is June 11th.
So he's got to put up with this until June 11th.
Until June 11th.
Poor guy.
Hey, I'm on your side. Don't worry. You know, girls got to stick together at some point in time, right?
It said unconditional love.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. Say it like it is. See, you got to stand right up there, woman power, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. So where can fans get in touch with you, all your latest news and new music?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with me is for sure over any of my social media. And just like my EP, my handle is divebar_diva on Instagram. It's also, I've just got TikTok, so if that's where you find your music, I'm there too at divebar_diva and Facebook at Mackenzie Lee Meyer.
Very cool. Are you okay to do a couple of burning questions? It's my burning question period.
Ooh, of the yes. Show. I'm definitely an open book just based on that last conversation. So I'm ready.
Good luck.
I could add to that, but I think I'm going to leave it alone just to give him a break. Poor Jeff.
Perfect.
He's going to be going, please don't let her ask anything else because he doesn't know who I am and what I would ask, but I'll leave it be. I'll give him a break on this one, but you're going to come back, right?
Yes, of course.
When you come back, we'll get into a little bit more so I can play with that one. Okay.
Perfect.
All righty. If you could record a duet with any male artist of any genre, who would it be and why?
Ooh, male artist.
Forget Jeff.
Just my boyfriend. No. Yep. You know what? I would love to do a duet with an artist. I don't know if you guys know Graham Scott Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
He's not brand new to the scene, but he took a bit of a hiatus because he was on Broadway.
For a while. So, yeah.
So he's been doing big things, but he's a phenomenal vocalist and just an amazing human being. And I would love to do a duet with him.
Nice. We'll have to manifest that one.
Fingers crossed.
What about that. A female artist? What female artist would you like to do a duet with?
Female artist I have an immediate answer for, that would be Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah. Mm.
She is my idol.
Cool. Yeah, she's an incredible artist all the way around when it comes to support, to writing, to everything. That girl's, she's just been great from the beginning.
Yeah, she is literally the triple threat, and I aspire to be just like that as an artist. She's so cool.
Is there an instrument that you would love to play that you don't know how?
Yes, I would love to play the violin. Mm. I wish I had grown up in a music family so that maybe that could have happened when I was younger. But, I've always loved to do that. I love how fiddle sounds in country music, and I wish I knew how to do that.
We should hook you up with Shane Goosey.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love Shane, but that would be the most embarrassing private lesson ever. Just me struggling on fiddle.
Yeah,
him
funny.
Wondering why he spent the time there.
Oh, he's so good.
Man, what a musician.
John gets him to play the Walking Dead theme all the time.
No way.
Yep.
He nailed it, by the way. I stopped asking him to do it, but yeah, he nailed it.
I'm sure he would. There's nothing that guy cannot do.
John puts him on the spot every time we have him on the show. Turn around, can you play it again? Oh, crap.
I emceed one of their shows a little while ago, and it was right after I asked if he could learn, because he's a fan of The Walking Dead. At least he used to be. I don't know if he still is, but he was a fan of The Walking Dead. So are we. And I noticed the intro is very, fiddle oriented. And I thought, this is awesome. So I asked him if he could do it. He says, well, yeah, I'll see what I can do. Well, the next show that I'm emceeing with the guys of the Western Swing Authority, he's there. And I said, I'm going to put him on the spot. So I asked the crowd, I said, how many people in the audience here are a fan of The Walking Dead?
Oh my
Nobody.
Crickets.
Nobody.
So
that was kind of embarrassing, but he nailed it. And way to go, Shane.
Yeah. Shane's probably going, okay, now I got to stand up here and play it and nobody cares. It's like, yeah, not cool. So when we did it, when we asked him to do it on the show here, it was different and we got a little bit out of him. Yeah. That was funny.
So too funny.
Now, does everybody ask you to play, around a bonfire or anything like that? Your family and your cousins and...
Funny enough, it's kind of like yes and no. It's weird because I love performing, but I hate doing really intimate things, kind of like campfire-y stuff. I don't know. It's like weird. I love, it is so much easier to play on a stage to a bunch of people than it is to play to two people in a room where you're a meter apart from them.
I mean,
that's a me thing. I do and I don't.
It's because they know you, or is it because, is that what the pressure is?
Yeah, I think it's almost more nerve wracking to play to people who are so close and definitely paying attention to every small detail, or who are there who maybe if my Uncle Ass didn't actually want to hear any music right now. You know, so I get that a little bit, and obviously, of course I would. But I don't, yeah, I try to avoid.
So if you got new music and stuff like that, you can't really bounce it off them the same, hey, do you like this, or...
Oh, see, no, that's different. I definitely bounce all of my songs off my mom.
Good.
She likes to be very involved, which I am so grateful for, because she's helped me out a lot in my career. And yeah, so she picked my new single coming out.
Yay.
So you can give credit to her.
Shout out to mom, see, for shout Mother's out. Day coming up.
Yes, shout out to Cindy.
Nice, very nice. Way to go. Okay, so next question. What song on the charts today really moves you and why?
I love Somebody's Daughter by Tennille Towns. Mm. I don't know if that's still on the charts. Pretty much anything she puts out, I am a huge fan of. I just think she is talking about subjects that no one really talks about, and mm-hmm. they're really beautiful things. Like, all of her songs are about really important stuff. And I think when you're an artist like that, that can write songs that are first off hits and mm-hmm. also be about things that are really important, like, that is just...
She uses amazing. Her platform very well, you know, yes. when it comes to, you know, talking about the issues that are so sensitive and, yes. you know, that people really need to hear right now, and stuff that needs to come out on that platform, right?
Yeah.
So very, very talented girl. What advice would you give for a very young artist coming up? I know you're young yourself, but maybe one of your students, something that you've learned so far.
That's tricky. I would definitely say do your homework when releasing music as far as getting everything ready goes. I mean, for me, I definitely regret not knowing as much about the industry as I do now when I released my EP, because I would have been able to push it a little further. And I would definitely give that advice to kind of anyone who's coming up in the scene that's releasing music for the first time, is, you know, ask around, see if anyone can help you with getting stuff set up, or like the best way to release stuff, because you don't really know what to do at first. And I would say that would be my advice, is to get some help.
it's hard, you know, starting into this industry. Very, very difficult for anybody starting out, just to get someone, you know, to come on board and believe enough in anything that you're doing to start promoting it, whether it's on radio, putting it out there to all the radio stations. You know, it's a lot of work behind the scenes that fans may not really understand, because you've got to give it to somebody that's on promotions to agree to even, you know, take you on. And to, you know, start getting it out there. And you rely on that person doing their job so that you can start getting the counts and start getting the streaming. And those numbers are so important to a brand new artist. And downloading the music and sharing it on your platforms and social media goes a long way for these artists that your fans want, you know, to get up onto the charts. And that's how you guys are getting the awards right now, too. So it has changed an awful lot, you know, in the last 5 years, to the awards that are being handed out today in comparison to what they were 10 years ago. And fans have a big part of that.
Yeah, they're shedding a lot more light on emerging artists, because they can see now who's doing well just outside of the radio, you know, because obviously it's a gamble anytime an emerging artist releases a song to radio, because radio is so hard already.
Yeah.
But you can get the streams on Spotify if your song's good. You can, you know, people share your stuff. That stuff's really visible now. And I think it's awesome that the CMAO or the CCMA even are recognizing that as contributing factors to, I guess, success as well. That's been a really cool shift.
Well, and it's important too for you guys, because let's face it, the music industry, you know, when it comes to radio, a lot of the radio stations are geared to certain types of music. Yes. And they won't even put you on the playlist if it doesn't meet their criteria for what they're promoting. And, you know, some of those sad songs, a lot of those, you know, emotional songs don't get played, because they want, you know, the upbeat, you know, party songs and stuff like that. So you guys have so much going against you when you're writing and, you know, songs that can be so important, but that is all shifting now, you know, with the emerging artists being able to live stream, and that's where the fans can come in. So don't forget, you can download Mackenzie Lee Myers' songs, whether or not it's off her debut EP, which, you know, we know there's some great songs that are on that album, or her brand new single, which, you know, it is such a cool position for you guys to be in. And I'm really, really happy for you with your brand new single, Before You. So I got a couple more questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So have you ever had a prank pulled on you when you're performing or on stage?
I guess the closest thing to a prank would be, I don't know if you were at Havelock the year that I played there, but it was my birthday that weekend, and Jeff had built me a guitar that he wanted to present me on stage. But he didn't tell me, he just told my band, because we had put together a show and obviously he wanted it to be a surprise. So I was queuing up our kind of like next song, and he had told the whole band to go into Happy Birthday right before the song. So they all started playing something else that I hadn't queued up. Mm-hmm. So I turned around and I panicked. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, I'm like, oh my God, no, we're doing, yeah, we're putting, like, you know, I'm like panicking. So I'm like, what are these guys doing? Like, and then obviously they started singing Happy Birthday, and I'm like, oh, like, okay. So I guess I wouldn't call it a prank, but it certainly caught me off guard. And, you know, I assumed everyone, I don't know, had ridden the set list in the wrong order or something. And I'm just like, what is happening right now? And, you know, that was a great surprise.
Wait till you get on the road and you start opening for some of these other Canadian artists. It's going to happen.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. Yeah. I know. I see kind of the videos of James Barker Band, or the group, I think, in particular, that are
George
very
Canyon.
Good at being. Yes.
You want to stay away from the mic with George Canyon.
Oh, my God.
Just, he does it to everybody. Every single artist he does it to.
Oh, my God, that's great. Like, yeah, but, you know, like, that stuff happens, and it's just, like, such a good time. I would love to go on a tour like that and get pranked horribly.
Watch what you ask for.
I guess that's true, eh?
You might really want to pull that one back and watch what you ask for, because they're going to remember that.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Okay, what does success mean to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess success to me would be getting to be myself authentically and being happy in music. I guess if I'm talking specifically about this industry. But I think if I am happy with what I'm putting out and getting to make a living off of music, and I guess getting to be my authentic self, that to me is success. It's really not about the numbers or the amount of fans. I just think if people are moved by what I'm saying and I'm happy that I'm saying it, then yeah, that's kind of
good answer. Last question, and I have to ask this one because it's just gone over so well and it's just so much fun. So what is your most useless talent?
Oh my God, you're gonna love this.
Please.
I do a really good impression of Tiny Tim.
Ooh, we gotta hear this. Oh, come on, share.
Right now? Oh
my yes.
Skip the ukulele.
Yeah, skip the ukulele.
I actually skipped the ukulele because I got one right here.
Oh, gee. Well, go for it then.
Go
oh
for
my
it.
God, I'd have to think about the chords of this song. I might have to put you guys on speaker first.
That's okay.
Okay, one sec.
This is awesome.
This is not something I thought I would be performing today.
I'm glad I could provide something here that's just unique. There we go.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to think about this for a second. You know what? Oh my God, if the song's in a weird key, I don't know if I can play it in the key that it's in, but I'll just try and do a little vocal.
Okay.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window.
Wow.
Wow.
Very good.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, who knew that question would lead into that?
Oh my God.
Who in your family was a fan of Tiny Tim?
Nobody, but I'm a big fan of scary movies.
I was going to say, that's all his voice reminds me of, is the scary movies when they're playing that for some kind of entity to come into the room.
It's so true. It's in more, like, it's not even just in one. It's in many scary movies. It's such a creepy song. Like.
so awesome. That was really good. Well, thank you for doing that one for us. We really appreciate that.
It's one to remember.
I'm always happy to.
There's not much Jeff can critique on that one, right?
Nope, not too much he can critique on that.
That was awesome. Okay, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing a little bit of your life and your musical journey with us here on Music's Journey. I can't wait to have you back and see what you are doing next.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me, and I would love to be back anytime.
Mackenzie, thank you so much, and we're going to tiptoe on out of here.
So we're just going to remind everybody about your brand new single that's out right now, Before You, and that is with the award-winning producer, Jeff Dizelle. So we're really excited for you and can't wait to see what you guys are going to be up to. And congratulations on your show that is coming up. So again, remind everybody when the date is and where.
Oh, it is June 11th. It's going to be at Happy Green Acres, which is just outside of Kingston. And yeah, it's going to be, I believe I'll be at night, so around 8 p.m. But there is many other artists on that bill, so I hope you come sooner.
Well, there you go, headlining for the show. So we're really excited for you. So congratulations once again. And thank you for coming on the show. And we look forward to having you back.
Hey, thank you so much.
You take care, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you once again for my very special guest here, Mackenzie Lee Meyer, Canadian country artist who is doing such great things, and her brand new single, Before You, is out right now. You can live stream, download, and request it at your local country radio station. So thank you once again for all of our listeners internationally. We absolutely love you and appreciate you, and thank you so much for having us coming into your home and into your car and wherever you are listening to the podcast. Again, I am Kim Sear, and thank you so much for listening to Music's Journey. We have some great shows coming up for you. The Heels are going to be back, and we've got New Moon Junction. Diane Dossett's going to be here. Abby Stewart's going to be by, and Jason Benoit is going to be here. Annika, Oliver Charles, Sean Carson. We've got Moreau and Patrick, a brand new duo that's coming out and doing some great things. Renegade Station's going to be here. We have Rivertown Saints and Diane Chase. We've got so many more. So looking forward to having you guys back. Stay safe, and we'll see you at the next show. Bye-bye.
Once again, a great big thank you to Mackenzie Lee Meyer for chatting with us today. And Jeff, your boyfriend, yeah, you've only got till June 11th to behave. Keep that in mind. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcast, Deezer, Amazon Music, TuneIn Alexa, Spotify, Player FM, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and many more. Our theme music is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey. Tiptoe through the tears.